This is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Welcome back, everybody. This is the More to Mores podcast. This is Stan Knutson, and I'm joined by Mayor Chris Brown, my co-host. Mayor Brown, as always, it is great to do these podcasts with you. Welcome back. It's another session, and we got a fun one ahead of us.
Yes, we do. We got a lot of fun ahead of us. Good to hear from you. Good to be here. And yeah.
How's the city been? Things all right?
I think so.
Yeah, good. You know why it's okay? Because some of the guys we got with us today, right?
Well, they're the best. All these guys that we have are the best.
You got it.
So with us today, we've got the newest retiree.
Yes.
And former superintendent of water, Al Siren, and then his replacement, the new superintendent of water, Dalton Gordon. So what's happening, guys? How are we doing?
Great to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
To be here. I love it.
It's great to have you.
And you know what? You got a great guy right there.
I know.
Well, I appreciate that, Al.
We're excited.
Well, I'll tell you, you know why we have a great guy here? It's because you know how to develop leaders.
Yeah.
And you have done a wonderful job of that. And this guy's ready because of your work. So I'm just going to say that right out of the gate.
You know, the thing is that I didn't have to go out and watch them all the time.
Yeah.
Because they already knew what they were doing.
Yep.
And
makes a difference.
He was already taught. So
love it. Love it.
And as a matter of fact, it'd be like whenever I went there, something would mess up. And it's like, I'm not going there anymore.
Yeah, just stay out of the way.
Stay away. Let him do his work. Everything will be good, right?
Well, that's sometimes the best, right? I run into the same things. Nobody wants to be micromanaged because then they get nervous and they can't do their job well. Let them do their thing. And hey, we all mess up, right? And
I know I have many times.
And what does that feel
We just
feel
try
like?
To go fix it and
what
is move
it,
on.
What does it feel like when you mess up? I'm not
familiar. My wife says you say you're sorry and try to move on.
I hope my wife's not listening to this.
Right?
Right on.
Al, you probably never thought you'd be doing this as, you know, part of, you know, your commitment to the city. But here we are. We're on a podcast and we're going to talk about, you know, a really important part of our, probably the most important service that a city provides to its residents.
Oh my God! Yeah, because they all want to turn it on. They want it to. Yeah.
You know, you don't have to have gas or electricity to live, but you need water to live.
Yeah,
and people want to turn their faucets on and get good, dependable water.
Clean, safe, reliable water.
Right. So.
So let's start with this. Let me ask you, Al. By the way, congratulations. I mean, honestly, that's awesome.
We are going to miss you.
Yeah.
Well, you've been here 39 years. You missed 40 by about 7 months, I want to say.
Yeah, something like that.
8 months, something like that.
Numbers don't mean anything to Al.
It was time. I'm sorry. It was time.
No, we don't blame you. We'll just miss you instead.
Well, I'm lucky to have you as a neighbor. You're on the street, and I'm lucky to have known you since I was probably about, 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
You were friends with my brothers and sisters. So, I mean, 39 years. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, you've left behind you nothing but a track record of success. And, you know, again, you've developed people to be leaders and to step up behind you and say, hey, I can do this, you know, and it's just a really admirable thing. I mean, do you have any immediate plans? I mean, for your retirement, I mean, what do you got?
Well, I kind of working on a deal for a part-time job.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Other than what my wife gives me to do.
Which is a full-time job.
I was going to say.
It's starting to turn into that. I already painted the basement.
Wow. The good old wasting no time.
Oh, my God.
Wasting no time. Well, good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And we've got here Mayor Brown. We've got a successor. And I know you had a big part of, you know,
we're
that,
thrilled
that
with
decision.
Dalton.
Yeah.
Have total faith in you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Al had total faith. Everybody down at Public Works does. So we're just thrilled. I mean, it's going to be a very smooth transition. Nobody's going to understand the difference, and we'll all miss Al, but we'll know that we're in good shape and good hands with Dalton, for sure. Yeah.
Everybody learned a lot from Al. You know, he was a great leader. There's so many good things to say. He was a good guy.
It's fun to be around.
He's fun for sure.
He is.
That's half the reason he's here tonight.
I always thought I was fair and balanced.
That's Fox News.
Brett Bear.
He's totally lived to that from Brett Bear. I love that. LL, like, what brought you to the city? What were you doing? What were you doing before you came to the city? I mean, because you're a young man when you came to the city.
He still is.
I started.
Jesus, Dan. He's young to me.
You're supposed to be in politics?
He's,
come on now.
He's young to me. Hey, listen, I'm older than you. I'm an old goat.
Well, we know that.
Gosh, he's so hard, man. God, the abuse I take.
You love everybody.
Even on the pad.
I'm going to go ring that bell.
Be don't good. Ring any bell. Ding, 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 ding. This is too much fun already. How many minutes, how much time do we have left? No.
So anyhow, yeah, I was in high school. I was a junior, and I got a summer help deal with the city.
Oh, right.
So I did the summer help in 78, 79. I went to JUCO. And I was in a program that I worked at the high school through JUCO. And
was it through GAVC at the time still?
No, it was
just a program.
It was some program.
Kind of like woodworking and some of the other things.
But that they had I was a custodian. Then.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So my first year at the high school, I worked eight o'clock at night to midnight. He had the math hallway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you were just fresh out, so you knew exactly where you were.
Right, yeah. Right. I had the math hallway, and I had to do the malls.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Or the field halls.
And the math hallway, as everybody knows, it's when you come in the front doors, you go down that first left stairs.
Right.
That was the math hallway, and it led you right to the swimming pool.
Yeah. Tom malls. Wilkinson, yep. Bob Pinkstaff. Oh, you had Mrs. Poe, Dr. Poe. Oh, was English.
Was Mrs. Roman there? Because she was there when I was there.
Volley? Was he there?
Volley. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. he Volley, was there. Sure.
No, I had Mr. Volley.
And his wife was over.
Mrs. Volley. Yeah. She's played softball with my
physical education.
Mom.
Oh, I bet they were a ringer, too.
Oh, those two in the lineup. She's tough. Holy
cow. Yeah. So you're at the high school.
School. So I got done with that job. I kind of messed up and didn't continue with JJC. So
that's fine.
Bud Washburn had me as a seasonal employee in 82, 83. I worked like March through October and November. And then in 84, thanks to... John Enger and Ken Serino, they hired me. Bud Washburn hired me full time.
That's wow. Awesome. Cool. So 84.
And I went straight to the water department.
Never left.
Right on.
That's pretty wild.
Wow.
And at that time, it was there was three of us.
In the entire department?
Kevin Murphy, Jim Allen,
yep.
And myself.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And Jim passed away in the fire.
Yeah. So that was 85?
85, right? March wow. 18th of 1985.
Holy cow. Hey, cool.
And we worked the day before he passed away on a Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, and great guy.
That's
he was also friends with my brothers.
And yes.
With my parents. Great guy. With his parents.
He was in my wedding. And
wow.
But three
I'm
people.
I'm actually his child's godfather.
Really?
Oh, really?
Well, amazing. I mean,
I'm not too good of a godfather.
But that had to be a huge hit. I mean, that was, yeah.
Well, Val.
It's like Don Corleone over here. Better be careful. We got a godfather.
So in 84, three guys, how many people were we serving back then?
Oh.
Do you remember roughly? How many homes?
Since the top of my head, 8,000, well, 9,000
okay.
people.
Okay.
Because the 90s is when it really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First. Right.
And I remember once, so I remember, because I knew you very well, my sister and her now husband, they'd bought a house on Raven Court.
Yes.
And that's just off of Deer Path Drive. And Al came over and metered the fire hydrant and came over and filled the swimming pool. And I remember like looking to the west, there were zero houses behind them. That is where it ended. You know?
Yeah.
And you look back there now, you're going, you know, miles of homes.
Well,
so I mean, think of that,
out
right?
To the country club.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and then was it 95? The two water towers were built. The one at
we
on six,
went online about 96.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember
that. I was on council, and we built the two towers kind of simultaneously.
Yes,
and obviously, I mean, you know, especially when you look to the west side. I mean, that had to be, where were we on water prior to that? I mean, we had to be kind of stretched a little thin, right?
Pretty much, Yeah, it was crazy. Because well four went down probably in the late 90s, and then it kind of caved in.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
So it was abandoned, and then we built well seven.
Okay.
We drilled, and well six came up before that. I mean, it was in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. Well, you probably were on council when well six.
I remember that very well. Absolutely. I was on Water and Sewer Committee, and remember that, and remember working with you and talking to Kevin Murphy, and
yes,
absolutely. And it was a big I mean, it was a big thing. You know, we were just talking a couple of weeks ago. We had a podcast with Teska and Associates, our city planners, and we were talking about the new water tower, and you know, mayor, you know, kind of driving home and always seeing this new tower. I remember seeing these two new towers go up, and as we grew up, Al, there was one water tower, and you that knew where it was. You saw it. You know, I grew up in McKinley Park, and it was weird for me, like the landscape around town, to see these two new towers. It was odd in a way, you know, but.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. I was in high school at the time.
Yeah.
I do remember when they both went up.
And you were probably driving.
That's why I always remember 95, because that was the year I graduated. They were finishing up about then.
Yeah.
So 96 is about right. And I, you know, it was weird to me.
Yeah, and I was young when I was elected. So I mean, I went from like high school guy to, you know, I'm on the council. Says a lot about, you know, I don't know what that says about the voters in Morris, Illinois, but
you made it. You made good decisions.
The thing that I loved about it was I learned a lot about things like the water service and what that provides community and the importance of it. I mean, you know what's important, but truly, truly, truly. You take it for granted, don't you?
In our water, you guys have been consistent and reliable and just keep moving forward. And that's due to you and Kevin and Dalton and everybody before you. I mean,
betcha.
Has just, you know, and the administrations before everybody, you know, making sure we needed what we needed to keep moving and have clean, safe, reliable water. It's,
yeah.
It's a big issue that a lot of people don't think about. Don't
it's give a lot huge of credit issue to. Because you got to have good water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think our water is one of the best tasting around.
Yeah. I'm with you. I drink out of the tap. I don't, you know, I don't need.
I do too, because I came from the farm, right? And we drank out straight out of the well.
Yeah, that like
and so,
that iron content in there. That well water is always.
There's a reason why, you know, my aunt, my dad, and my uncles all have that little brown on their teeth.
Right? That's what it is.
No, it is. We're blessed here, you know, not just to be, you know, in a position where we have water, we have to draw, you know, there's some communities around us that are talking about, you know, not talking about, they're going to be drawing water from Lake Michigan. You know, there's a water deficit, and we're blessed to not only have a great team, but we also are blessed to have a good water supply here in our area.
Well, and the thing is, you know, speaking of that, we're in a different aquifer than the rest of all of them, you know, which makes everything different for us. So we don't have to go to Lake Michigan, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think Lake Michigan will come this far down, but I think Manuka is going to be on there in 2030.
Yeah.
Maybe Shanahan. But once Joliet goes on, that aquifer is going to be
filling.
Filling.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's good news for us, right? And
yes.
I've always said it's God's country, right? You know, this is it, right? We're in the best spot in the entire country. Dalton, let's talk about you and in your new position. I mean, how's it been so far? I mean, it hasn't been too long, but you are official because we changed the name on the website. You are the guy to call.
Did you? I think the business card just got ordered last week.
So it's officially you, man.
You know, people keep asking me for a business card. I'm like, you know, it's coming. You know, just give it time. You know, here's my number in case, you know.
Well, if it's on the internet, it's true. So it's true because it's on our website. Okay. So
fair enough. You know, I'll have to check that out.
How's it been so far? How's the transition been?
I mean, everything's good. I mean, you know, Al, he taught me a lot. You know, I started in 2013, 10 years ago. Well, a little over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I learned a lot from him, you know, little tips and tricks, you know, everything he's done over the, at least since I've been here. You know, everything's going good. You know, we got, you know, projects and stuff going down and, you know, everything's going well.
Yeah. We're working on this 3B, and that's going pretty well over there on the east side, just north of the tracks there, right?
Yep, we're getting a lot of water main replaced. I'm not exactly sure off the top of my head how many feet, but, you know, it's a couple neighborhoods. Yeah. So, you know, that's a big upgrade.
It's affecting a lot of
people. Well, that's over the old hood, man. That's over in Kearsett Street.
Yes. And then you're going to get all new water main around Metter Circle and Robinson Drive.
Yep.
And you know how many main breaks we fixed over there in my 39 years? A lot.
Yeah.
Really?
And so they'll love that over there.
It's going to be a temporary pain for a long-term gain. I mean, it's going to be, because it's narrow streets, and it's going to be an inconvenience when that's done. Oh, my goodness. And speaking to the infrastructure, you know, in the commitment now that we're seeing from Mayor Brown to get this stuff replaced, you know, that's really one thing that's been unique. I think about Morris, and I got to see it firsthand, you know, back in the 90s. But you mentioned that Bud Washburn hired you, Mayor Washburn. We went from Mayor Washburn to Mayor Feeney to Mayor Kupchick and now Mayor Brown here. There's always been a commitment to infrastructure here. And it's been amazing to me that, because, you know, I personally, you know, it's kind of like one of those things, like, you know, from a vanity point, you're like, hey, let's put something up glitzy and cool and new that looks nice up here. But it's the stuff down below that truly matters. When we say we haven't had a water boil in, you know, 40 plus years that we can't remember the last one, that means a lot, doesn't it, Al?
It does, but you don't know what lies beneath.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Right.
So the thing is,
or how deep it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of them are.
Yeah, we've had some issues with that.
Get an excavator out.
We always used to tackle those, and now it's like, man, because of safety and
right,
you got to have the proper shoring and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
there's just people that do it all the time, too.
Exactly. Right? I mean, some of the stuff that happens to come up, we call the mayor and say, hey, can we call a contractor because of the depth and the safety issue? And I don't want the guys to get hurt.
The biggest thing around here, in my opinion.
We'll fix the problem. Right? Let's do it the right way.
We got good local contractors.
We have a bunch of good ones. We got Brants. We got Stotts, Connolly. They're all out there. So
absolutely. I mean, and they do all good work for us, and they've been wonderful. So, you know, why not use them when we can, especially with man hours, if we know it's going to be a lot longer, because that eventually costs
a lot of money, too. And they have the big excavators, too. Yeah.
Right.
Boom.
Get it done.
Get her done.
Those partnerships at a city level, down to that contractor level, are really strong, and it's a real blessing. And we were just talking about this off the topic, but we were talking about this with Tracy Steffes, Fire Chief Tracy Steffes, and he was talking about, you know, the fire over here, you know, the battery fire a couple of years ago, and he's been presenting to communities about, you know, how it was handled. And they're amazed by not only how the different taxing bodies, the police, public works, or not county. Public works, that's part of the city, but county, city, fire, all get along.
Grundy
County Emergency Office of, you know.
Management.
Yeah, there you go. sorry, Joe Schroeder. We know who you are and where you are. But the other thing that we talked about when we delved down in that was the ability to call contractors and say, can you help us? And you guys do that all the time where it's like, can you help us? And
Grundy EMA.
Always there.
Jeez.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just sit here and go, IEMA.
Yeah.
Grundy EMA.
It's all those darn acronyms. Jeez. We can't keep them all straight. But yeah, so I mean, you guys are obviously relying on that all the time when you're talking about, you know, getting somebody out there to help you. When you were honored recently by the city council, that was pretty nice. And you had some great words to say about your team and your new leadership. You talked about a big main break. And you mentioned, was it 750,000 gallons, 750,000 gallons lost or something like this?
In an hour and a half.
It's got to be the biggest one you've ever dealt with, right?
Yes.
And what year was that?
Holy cow.
It was February 8th of 2021.
I love that he doesn't remember the year. He remembers the exact
the
date.
Exact well,
the only reason...
That's going to be you in the future.
Well, we know his memory's was, not gone. He's still
was,
in good shape.
It was January 4th of 2041, a day I'll never forget.
I always thought it was February 9th, but for some reason, I had to look it up because I was golfing one day and I showed this guy what happened.
What was it? What happened? I mean,
well,
how do you lose 750,000 gallons in an hour and a half?
You had a whole length of pipe.
Which is 20 foot.
20 foot length of pipe that was split on the bottom side. The whole length.
Oh. And was that clay? Or
yeah,
was
what was the pipe made?
It was PVC.
It was.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
That's and it was really weird, happen, but right? We didn't know it at the time because we were just trying to shut the thing down.
Right.
But Costco Depot side always has main breaks on their fire line, right? And so I went out there. I was going to bed, and I always check my phone before I go to bed. Check the plant, check. And I'm like, Pam, I got to go.
Oh boy!
So I went out there first.
Before you leave, do you put a cape on, like superhero stuff?
So I go out to Costco, nothing, right? And I shut the pumps down at the pumping station, and then I was like, "Wow, what else do I do?" So I called James. He was there at the time.
Yeah, James Grant.
Before he left for Wilmington.
Yep.
So we called the guys in after that Sunday, February 7th. They fixed a main break on Armstrong Street. And then we already knew there was another leak on Grant Street, I believe, Dalton?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So they fixed, and I happened to be off the next day. So they fixed that. And then I got a call that Monday afternoon about 4 o'clock, 4:30. Third Avenue, there's a main break there, right?
Dominoes falling all over town.
Oh, it was cold, that's too. The worst. I mean, it was really cold.
Oh, man.
It makes you sick to your stomach when the stuff goes. You know,
that's why I said that at the meeting the other night, because it was, like, so nice out. And then that year, it was cooler than...
Oh, yeah. Was it, like, the polar vortex stuff going on at the time?
Well, it was...
It could have been. Yeah. I mean, it...
It was just cold.
It was cold. It was bad, sure.
Nasty. And by the way, yeah, thank these guys when it's 20 below and there's a water main break and they're down there fixing it so you can stay warm in your shower.
You can get a hot shower. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. No, so then they fixed that, and then I had to call them out at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and then we really got lucky and found it right away. We were going down Route 6.
Could you imagine if you didn't?
I do remember.
It's making me ill thinking about this.
I mean, there's
never happen again.
There's water everywhere. I remember driving.
You know, there's parts of town where, I mean, like, water main goes through fields, you know.
Right.
And it's just lucky guess, I guess.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
But just so people understand, we're talking about almost an entire water tower.
Yep.
Lost in an hour and a half. Our water tower's 1 million gallons.
Yeah.
This is...
Except the small one.
This is 3/4. So, I mean, of the tower you see on 80 and the new one we just built, it's 1 million gallons.
So speaking of that, so that's a good segue. Like, so we just built a new water tower, right? So people wonder, I always get a lot of questions. They go, well, why did we need a new water tower? What does that mean? And why, you know, why do we got to spend $4.6 million? Because that's what it cost. It was a lot of money, right? What does a new, explain to everybody that's listening, what is a new water tower due to your water system, especially 1 million gallons?
Basically, before this new one got built, we had 1 million gallons and basically like reserve is what they call it, you know. The 80 tower, that, you know, our system is divided into two zones. So basically everything south of 80 is a different pressure than everything north of 80, which everything north of 80 is 75 to 80 PSI.
Okay.
But so when Costco came online, they used an abundance of water, which is great.
Right. Absolutely. And they pay the bills.
So, you know, it just every now and again, you know, you'll fill the towers and then, you know, you can see the level start dropping, and you know, just you know, all the basically development, you know, north of town is using water, so it's you got to have some in reserve. So mm-hmm. you know, that's the way what you know what we thought about it.
So essentially, it's providing a little bit. It's twofold, right? It's a little bit of providing some reserve, right, in the yep. air, because that's the best way to do it because of pressure,
gravity,
and then right. then because of gravity, yep. yep. And then the second reason is pressure for people that use the water yep. in that zone, yep. correct?
So when he talked about Costco, it's the meat plant that uses so much water, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, and in summer when it's hot,
yep.
they also have water and all this stuff. You know,
yeah.
yep. but in the winter, they use basically 200,000 gallons a day at the meat plant, maybe more.
Wow.
250,000.
Because what's our capacity a day?
Oh, maximum?
Yeah.
2.75?
Yeah.
2.8.
So they're taking 200,000 of the 2.75. So
last summer.
That's a lot.
So last summer, we hit 2.6 a couple times.
Yep, a few times.
Million gallons. And it was really dry out. It was really hot. And so anyhow, that's basically the major usage on that north zone, although the depot side of Costco uses it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, you bring a great point.
But if you remember, back when the meat plant was built, they expanded the sewage plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
To hold the access,
right.
but we never right. got to the water side.
Gotcha. Well,
this tower, from what I can see, I still have access to look in on it. I can't do anything about it. I told him to take me off. Sandy did. But I can still look at it, and it looks like everything's going very well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
well, we've talked a lot about residential and like this, you know, this expectation of water at home. But, you know, another big part that people don't think about is economic development in water. You mentioned Costco at 200,000 gallons a day. So Mayor Brown will tell you, we're in a great spot where we're a desirable area for development. And the first two things they ask for, Mayor Brown, are electric and water. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, I mean, the fact that we have ample supply of water, you guys are not just supplying safe, you know, dependable water to our citizens, you are providing economic development. And that's huge. People don't think about this. If there's not water supply, bye. They're walking.
Yeah, they're going down the road. They're yes. not coming mm-hmm. here.
Yes. And you guys are providing that. That's got to feel good, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Right on. Right on.
So now the good news is, you know, because of our slowed growth, because we talked about that yep, on yep. Past couple podcasts. Weeks ago. Yep. I mean, you know, one of the things I know Al's been a big proponent of is getting ready for a new water plant. And since Oof. I've been here, I know they were working on that prior to me of the whens and the wheres and the hows and all that stuff. We're getting a little closer to getting to that point to we've got the design build ready to go. And I think we're getting ready to go out for the wells here shortly. And we got a $2 million grant from the federal government from Congressman Kinzinger's
office,
retired. So, you know, we're able to go to that. So tell everybody what a new water plant in the other zone is going to do to, you know, the system and how it works, other than just capacity, because that's one thing we got to have, right?
Right.
So first of all, we explored into these rainy wells.
Yes.
That was going to take water under the influence from the Illinois River. And we drilled, and it just wasn't conducive. So what's your next move? You got to drill deep wells.
Yep.
And put in another water plant. It would have been a great system, but it wasn't conducive.
Because what those sand wells do, because people probably don't understand that, is they clean the water before it bubbles
it's
up.
It's actually a filter,
yeah.
as it comes through
yeah.
the ground. Yeah. And they don't have to be 1,500 foot deep. They can be drilled. Yeah.
Which 300. It's a really interesting concept. We just
I watched survival shows, man. Do it. Sanding charcoal, baby. That's how you feel. That's how you
we were disappointed stuff. When that wasn't going to work. So the main next thing is to drill a couple deep wells,
right.
Build a water plant, just to feed the north zone, but with an interconnect for the south zone in case you need
There's
it.
There's an issue. Yep.
Yes. So
it's a big deal.
So really anyhow, if you get a new water plant, that will feed the north zone, and the south zone can be self-sustained with the current plant that we have.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah. It is a big deal. And people need to realize that. And the first
But it's a huge investment, right? I mean, it's
going to be a $20 million investment. We got a brand new million-gallon water tower.
Yep. Right.
Well, so if people actually know how the water system works, once the tower is full, the high service pumps turn off and we're all fed gravity through those water towers. So,
which is less work for everybody else to do, because when gravity is pushing and running things and you can regulate the gravity on what's being done, it helps with prices and everything else, correct?
Absolutely, 100%. And I want to thank you guys for something. And we're getting towards the end of the podcast here, but I want to thank you. And I'm going to let the mayor. And
hey, can I one more word?
Yeah, listen, buddy, you're the retired guy. You say whatever you want. We'll go an hour and a half if you want. I don't care.
So, you know,
listen,
people of Morris should feel lucky with what they have, because if you go to like those people who live in Nuttall Creek out there, that's Illinois American Water.
I hear it from them all the time.
Their prices are three times of what ours is. And anybody that has Illinois American Water, they're going to see that. Ours is still affordable and you get great service.
Reliable, affordable, safe.
And especially with these guys that we have now, because I'm gone because I sucked.
Like, come on now. Can't say that.
Man, oh, man. It's affordable. It's dependable. And I'm going to tell you something.
It's safe.
It's safe. It keeps it. We're healthy because of it. I'm going to tell you. So you mentioned Nettle Creek. I get calls all the time from folks out there saying, how do we get on city water? I'm like, you're not. And you know what? We don't get calls from
time. I don't think we want to annex them in, do we?
Man,
it's too big of a price tag.
That's going to be part two of the water podcast, annexation of Nettle Creek. But I mean, we don't get calls about the water here. And you mentioned, you know, it's important people should be dialed, and they should be. And I think they are to a degree. But I think that we don't hear a lot about it because it is so darn dependable. And another thing I want to tell you guys, Ion Water, the automatic water meter.
Yes, I was going to bring
I'm going to pitch that right now. Get the app. Call the water department. Yeah, call Dalton and his team and get that new meter. Because one of the things we have all the time is people saying, I left for the winter. I went to Arizona or Florida, wherever it is. God bless you. And they come back and say, I there's a water leak and I don't want to pay this $3,000 water bill. Well, you're going to pay for it because unfortunately you use the water. This app will tell you there's a problem. Yeah. I had a call from a constituent a month ago that said they got a call proactively from you, Dalton, and they said there's an irregular amount of water usage.
Right.
What's going on here? You saved they paid, I think they said, about $200 more than they normally would have, but I think you saved them a couple thousand dollars. So call Dalton, call the water department, get this meter.
Yeah, get the smart meter, get it
put on. It's free. It takes about 15 minutes. Dalton and his team are amazing.
And you can log onto our website too.
Right.
And set up an account so you can log into your account and see what's going on too. You can see the usage. I mean, there's so many things you can do now.
Amazing.
With this new app and the new system. So, amazing. I mean, it's really cool.
And I thought by the time I retired that we would pretty much be done with all this, but
what are we, half?
COVID.
We're about 65%. Probably about two-thirds of the way done.
That's not too bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's not at all.
But we had COVID in there, so we lost. We couldn't going into do homes. Nothing.
No, absolutely. So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this. Al, you're a dear friend of mine, and you always have been. I love you. You know I do. I'm so happy for you, and you're the best. Dalton, I look forward to getting to know you better. And I know you're going to do an amazing job. And I am going to turn it to the mayor because the mayor, you.
He will do fine.
Oh, I know he will.
But he'll do better than fine. I want, right?
He will do great.
I want the mayor to have the final word on this one because I know the mayor feels strongly about
this. I'm going to tell you, Al, you know, I've known Al for. Al's probably known me longer than I've known Al, right? Because of my parents. But I always knew Al as a kid growing up.
Oh, Donna used to take me to prisms and stuff.
That's right.
Well,
back when I was in high school.
That's right. Amazing. We got to prisms today. I love it.
But I will tell you, you know, just in the last 3 years, and I've really got to know you, I love you even more than I did before. And the things you've done.
Thank you very much.
The things you've done for the city that people will never realize. And I truly, truly appreciate, and I thank you, and I know everybody else does.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor.
We're going to miss you, buddy. I know we are.
I'll be around.
I know. Hey,
he's got my number. He can call me anytime.
We love it. So, but Dalton, you know, I've known Dalton for a little while. We played a little basketball here not too long ago, and
man, I would hear about that.
It was a little rough. I was the old guy on the young team. That's for another podcast, but Dalton, you're going to do awesome. I know you are. And you've been brought up by the good guys, and they know, and they taught you well. And I know you're going to do us real well, and everybody should be proud and happy. So
Dalton will be just fine.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, it's a long road ahead of me. You know we got this thing carried out.
And it's only going to get better.
Right.
Trust me, it's only going to get better.
Yep. You bet.
So with that, thank you, guys. We're going to close this baby up. And I always got to make the plug here at the end. We got to like and subscribe. The More to Morris podcast here. It's on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, all the fun stuff. And please go like, please go listen. This will be our, I don't know, 12th or 13th episode.
So
I don't
know.
I'm getting confused.
It's also on your City of Morris website.
Yes. Oh, right. Yes, that's right.
That's how I find it.
Yes, indeed. Right there on the
homepage.
We've
got a new revamped website. So go there, listen to us. Send us notes. If there's something you want to hear, let us know. If there's something you don't want to hear, tell us that too, because I'm sure we'll hear it.
That revamped website with Dalton Gordon's name on it.
That's right.
I love it.
Yes. So thank you guys for everything. Yeah. We're off.
Yeah. And hey, listen, this is the More to Morris podcast. And you know what? I'm just going to have a plan where, Jared, there's more to Morris, and sometimes it's underground. And I want to thank you guys again for
thanks for having us, Dan.
Well, it's the different stories, right? It's all these different people we bring on that bring a perspective of what happens here, and that's the nice part about this.
Yeah, and listen, there's a lot to be said here. This might be honest, God. I mean, I say this proudly. It's probably our longest podcast, and we could have gone a couple of episodes with this one because it's so important. But thank you. There's more to Morris. There's more to Morris above ground and above ground. I hope you come back and listen to us some more. Catch us again next time. Thanks for listening. Take care, everybody. This is my town.